The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream for the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram, and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor van Vuren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website www.thedailywitness.co.za and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
And welcome back to the Daily Witness Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew van Vuren, and today's message is called Dwelling in Love. So let's get into a word of prayer. Father, we come before you in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, I want to thank you for Jesus. I want to thank you for what he has already done for us, Lord. Lord, speak through me in today's podcast. Speak through me. And Lord, lead me by your Spirit that I can preach the truth about your love, that Lord, everyone listening to this message will receive it and grow in it. In Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Okay, so today's message, like I said, is called Dwelling in Love. Do you know that you can dwell in the love of God? The love of God, for years, and to many, it has been just a feel-good message. To many, it's been one of those messages that people say, you know, I've heard that message, but I actually need this, I actually need that. I don't have time to listen to the love of God, you know. I need real change in my life. You know, and to others, other people might get irritated with the love of God. They might see it as useless, etc., etc. But the love of God is God. You know, let's start by reading that. So I'm going to turn to the book of 1 John, and I want to read two scriptures, and they both saying the same thing, that God is love. So this is 1 John chapter 4, and I want to read verse 8. It says, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." And then we jump down to verse 16, and it says, "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love." So God is love. God has always been love. You know, him being love now, it's not something that he decided to do like 2 weeks ago. Him being the love of God isn't something that he decided to do like a few years ago. God has always been love. Everything about him. I know some people know him as Savior. Some people know him as the baptizer of the Holy Ghost. Some people know him as healer. But God is love. All those other things are awesome and we really appreciate it, you know, especially him being our Savior, because we get to spend eternity with him. But the number one thing that he is love. God is love. Every beautiful promise that he has promised us in his word comes from a place of him loving us. Just like if you've got money to live well, you know, and you're not going to walk up to a random person that you have no clue who they are and just say, you know what, I'm going to give you $10,000 right now. You're not going to do that. You know, even if you had the money, you're not going to do that. You might help a few homeless people, but generally speaking, you're not going to make it your life's mission to go out there and always bless people that you don't know unless you are living in the love of God. because God is love, and love is a giver. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. You know, you cannot separate giving from love. Love gives. I'm going to say that again. Love gives. And God has given us his most precious gift, which is his Son. And in Jesus comes all those precious promises that he has given us that's listed out in the Word of God. So God being love, you know, love gives and 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 love never stops giving. And you know what 1 Corinthians 13 says, you know, love is not selfish. That's why God, who is love, he can't stop giving. He loves to give. He loves to help people. That's why even when it comes to the wisdom of God, wisdom is in the streets, at the city gates. Wisdom is in the most busiest parts of the city, crying out to people, trying to help them, trying to get God's direction to them so that their life can improve. God loves people. When Jesus was on the earth, he healed multitudes and multitudes of people wherever he went. You can imagine how tired Jesus must have been because he was on the go all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. You know, when the disciples would wake up early in the morning, Jesus wasn't even there with them. Jesus was fasting and he was praying, getting ready for another full day. He did all that to be a blessing to people, to give out of himself. God is the ultimate gift. God gave us his precious Son, and in his precious Son is every promise fulfilled. But many people don't experience a quarter of what God has given because they don't receive it. And why don't they receive it? Because they don't believe how much God loves them. I'm telling you right now, there's no way you can continue receiving from the Lord if you don't know how much he loves you. When you understand his love, when you receive his love, it just makes sense to you why you have these things. It makes sense to you why he has given you these things. It's simply because he loves you. And I've always said this, you know, it's easy to receive from someone that you know. It's hard to receive from someone that you don't know. Because now you're thinking, number one, is this the truth? Does this person want to give me this thing? Is there an ulterior motive behind this? Is there a catch? Is there a scam? You know, it's very hard to receive from someone you don't know. But it is easy. It is easy to receive from someone that you know loves you. And we can just look at this in the natural. You know, I've got good parents. And it makes sense to me when they want to bless me. And I believe it. And I receive it. And I don't fight it. But I can't go to your parents and expect to receive from them because I don't know them. And they don't know me. But God knows us. He knew us when we were in our mother's womb. He loves us. He has proven his love to us. Now, I wanted to say this, you know, we can live in his love. Now, I'm not talking about us loving others. Yes, that'll come naturally the more we believe God loves us, because the more we start seeing value on ourselves, it's going to be easier to see value on other people. It's going to be very easy to value others when we know how much God loves us. And once again, let's go to the natural. You know, in school, you always hear of bullies. And most of the time, these bullies are bullied, you know, either by their parents or their uncles or aunties or siblings. And then they take all that rage out on other people. Bullies are the ones that's been bullied. Bullies are the ones that have a hard life. And then they have to take it out on other people, you know. But a person who is loved at home, a person that's really cared for at home, a person that is accepted at home, they are generally nice people. They take that love out on everyone else. I know of someone that would take their problems to work, you know. If I noticed that they were acting funny at work, then I already knew something happened at home. You know, it's very simple. We know that God loves us, and when we take that love, it's easy to love others. Very easy. Because now you're thinking, well, you know, God was quick to forgive me of my sin. And now you look at other people sinning, and you're like, you know what? God forgives them too. God forgave me. He loves me. He forgave me. How can I look at that person? How can I judge those people? You know, and that's what's happening in the world today. You know, people are out there just going mad on others. You know, they're going out there judging people. And I can tell you right now, they don't know God loves them. And the more you know God loves them, you're just going to start becoming quieter and quieter in situations where your flesh would have normally risen up and made a big scene. But the love of God silences a person, you know, calms them down. You look at yourself and you think, well, you know, if God was quick to forgive me, surely I can forgive others, you know. But the people that go out there and they got like a lot of bitterness and hatred. You know, there were times where I put up a Christian post, and there were a few times where like people manifested, you know, in the comments. And sometimes like people were very ugly. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, like it was so foreign for me. I would be thinking to myself, like, what type of person is this to go onto a person's post and swear them? You know, what type of upbringing did this person have? You know, what has happened in this person's life to go out there? But, you know, in all fairness, like a lot of them, they hide behind fake names. You know, there's a lot of fake people out there. You know, they act all tough over the internet, you know, but you look at their username and it's fake. It's clearly fake. And they got a fake photo there and they hide behind all the stuff. And, you know, it's easy for them to be tough. But still, even, you know, hiding behind these fake names and these fake profiles and all that, like, what type of upbringing did this person have? You know, even if they claim to be Christian, you know, there was a post that I posted recently, and I said, you know, God did not cause, like, wildfires. And you know what I'm referring to. God did not cause all these wildfires. And there was two people that went crazy on my post. And you can see they don't know that God is love. They don't know that God loves them. They don't know that God loves people. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Why would God send a savior into the world and then still burn up a state? Like, why would he do that? It doesn't make sense, you know? But if you look in the news, there was arsonists starting fires. That wasn't God. That wasn't an act of God. God is love. God doesn't start fires wherever he goes. As a matter of fact, God puts out fires wherever he goes. God is love. The love of God covers the multitude of sins. You know, the Bible is big on walking in forgiveness. The Bible is big on turning the other cheek. The Bible isn't big on, you know, us going to war with everyone else. So we can live in a place of love. We can live in a place of receiving his love. And it is going to take work on our side. You cannot just say, yes, God loves me. You cannot just say that. You have to receive God's love by faith. I'm going to say that again. You need to receive God's love by faith. It is an ongoing thing. It's not something you're going to do today and then you're never going to do it for the rest of your life. It's something that you have to live by. The love of God is the number one topic that he wants you to know. It's the number one message he wants you to know. He sent Jesus into the world because he loves us. You know, you can't go through life just getting into healing or the blessing and all these other nice little things so you can benefit, and you're not getting into his love, because all those other stuff will not work. And if they do work, they're going to be very weak in your life, because everything is powered by love. It came out of love, and it's going to be received by love. That's how it works. The Bible says that faith works by love. And if the Bible says it, which it does, that's in Galatians 5:6. And guess what? Faith works by love. You and I, we cannot change how faith works. We cannot create a new formula. We cannot try and beat the system, as they say. We have to receive it by the love of God. Faith works by love. It's the perfected love that casts out fear. That's what the Bible says. That's the truth about it. It's love that drives out fear, not you knowing that you delivered from fear. That doesn't work. You can't just get into teachings and scriptures that you delivered from fear. No, you need to get into love. It's perfected love that casts out fear. You know, people try and change the Bible all the time. They try and twist it, you know, and some people try and preach that, you know, because God loves us, he accepts our sin. No, it does not work like that. Yes, God forgives us, but that love will deliver you from your sin if you let it. You know, the key is to get into love every day of your life, because his love, it's going to pull you into having a vibrant relationship with him, okay? It's going to pull you into having a real relationship with him, a relationship of quality, a relationship of depth. You know, it's not just you waking up and saying, okay, I have to do my religious duties. I've got to go to church this Sunday. Maybe I'll read one scripture a week and then I'm pretty good. You know, I'm going to heaven one day, baby. No. God wants a real relationship with you. And Jesus, who is the love of God to us, he is the way to the Father. You know, so this is what needs to be done. We need to get into the love of God. We need to stay in the love of God. We need to grow up in the love of God. All these other things, divine protection, wisdom, healing, the blessing, etc., etc., all these are the benefits of the love of God, you know? And I'm going to tell you something right now, and I'm truly honest with you. I've tried just getting into other teachings, and I did a lot of stuff spiritually speaking, you know, but all that stuff just didn't work. You know, it was like I was running on empty. I got this electric razor, and man, I can tell when the batteries are low. You know, it doesn't, those blades don't spin as fast. And it's, you can hear the batteries are flat. And then as I'm trying to shave, it starts pulling hairs and all that. But when I charge it up and then I shave, man, it gets the job done. And the love of God will get the job done in your life. But if you're trying to do all these other stuff without receiving God's love first, you are going to be running on empty. You are going to be running on empty. Faith works by love. Faith works by love. If there's anything I can get over to you, is that faith works by love. It's in the Bible. It's right there. God said it. And we cannot change it. You can get into how many teachings of anything you want to. You can read that scripture how many times you want to. You are going to be struggling. It's going to be a process and a half. You're going to have to work 3, 4, 10 times as much as you would if you just put love first. Because in love is healing. In love is wholeness. In love is the blessing. In love is increase. In love is all these beautiful things. But you got to get into love first. Love has benefits. People are trying to get the benefits without having the relationship. That's not going to work. I used a married couple before. You know, Christians know when a person gets born again, you can't make love before marriage. Well, you're not supposed to, you know. Making love, it's actually a covenant act. And a person's supposed to be doing that only with your spouse in marriage. And people are wanting to get all the benefits of marriage without actually getting married. That's why I'm against people living with each other before marriage, because they're trying to get all the benefits without having the covenant. And it's not right. It is not right. And you got to put the covenant first. You have to put first things first. When you get married, you get the benefits. That goes without saying. You get all the benefits of marriage when you get married. Very, very simple. You get all the benefits of love when you receive his love, when you walk in that love, when you let his love dominate your life. You get the benefits. Very simple. So you can live in love, but you have to begin receiving his love. And the love of God is the number one message he wants all of his kids and every non-believer to know, that he loves them, that he forgives them, that he has called them to have fellowship with his son, Jesus. That's the number one message. The love message is always going to trump every other message. And if your faith isn't working, and things are going very slow in your life, and if you feel like God's not there, you need to get into love. As a matter of fact, no matter what's happening in your life, you need to put the love of God on the top shelf. God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing, so keep on hearing.
Hey, everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.